Welcome back to the Carson Anderson program. Gator and Stoney with you today. Taking your calls and texts at 248-539-9797. I got some ticket texts here, Stoney. People want to help you out with Max Clark. And maybe some other questions you can ask Max Clark.
Okay.
Hey, Max, Judy Garland or Betty White? You prefer Liza Minnelli? You want to make it a little younger? Hip it up that way? Stoney, ask him how he feels about prohibition and women's rights to vote. Hey, Stoney, Lucille Ball or Phyllis Diller? Stoney asked Max Clark, John Cougar Mellencamp or Bruce Springsteen? Max Clark is like 20. I know. 20 years old.
Yeah. But maybe, like, my kids grew up with hearing Springsteen in the car and on in the house occasionally. And, you know, one of them really likes him. Maybe his, because he's from Indiana, maybe his parents played a lot of Mellencamp.
Right. But the funny part is that then you threw it in there and against Springsteen, which has nothing to do with it. But that's just the Stoney part, which is why you're Stoney.
Yeah.
So wait, so one daughter likes Bruce and the other one does not?
No, they both like him. They've gone to some shows. Yeah. It's weird. One of them really liked them early on, and then they switched. So, I don't know.
Things changed up.
Yeah.
I gotcha. Understandable. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. We talked a lot of Tigers today. We'll continue to talk some Tigers. And why? Well, because it's the All-Star break.
Yeah.
Got the Home Run Derby going tonight.
Do you have any idea, is McAfee going to be the new Chris Berman? I know he's somehow involved in this.
Oh, I don't know.
Maybe he's going to just do introductions. I don't know.
I don't know. Don't know if I really care about that part of it. Once the Derby starts, I'm just there to watch the bombs. Mm-hmm. I don't care about the commentary. I've never really cared about the commentary on it. I just want to see how far they can hit it. I'm curious how high the exit velocity gets up to. Are we going to see... Yeah, exit velocity beyond 120 miles an hour. That would be something if you see that. Are these guys going to be they always crush it, right? It's always crushed. How is it going to look with that backdrop at that stadium? Is it going to look good? What's the weather like tonight? All types of questions about it.
Are we going to have 100 little kids in the outfield?
Right. Is one of them going to go off, you know, with holding his head and then have to be, you know, escorted away because he got hit? You guys asked me that last week. How do I feel about having all the kids in the outfield?
Yeah.
I don't feel good about it, and it's for their safety. That ball, when it's not a home run, you've got a ball that is a line shot at 115 miles an hour, and it's just seeking a target.
Yep.
I don't like the idea.
Seeking missile.
I mean, the kids out there, I think they're into it for the first few minutes, and then they become kids. And their minds start to wander, and they're like, they're no longer enamored with the idea that you're there on an actual stadium and seeing the outfield for the first time and being out there. I think that after a while, they just forget all that. And then they go back to, you know, talking to each other, picking their nose or whatever it is that the little kids do. Mm-hmm. And then next thing you know, one gets picked off by a line drive, you know, off the bat of Cal Raleigh. And then we got trouble.
Hey, by the way, Gator. The NHL has announced that their schedule release will be Wednesday during your show at 1 o'clock on Wednesday.
Oh, so is this where we do the 82 game schedule? We go ahead
game
and
by
pick
game,
a game by
go,
game.
You're going to go game by game. There is a opening night triple header Tuesday, October 7th that has been announced.
Okay.
5 o'clock start.
Oh, 5 o'clock start.
The defending Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers will be hosting the Chicago Blackhawks. Then at 8 o'clock, the New York Rangers will be hosting Sidney Crosby and the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Assuming Sid the Kid is still there.
Right, which is going to be great because Penguins, former Penguins coach Mike Sullivan is now the head coach of the New York Rangers. So I understand why they did that. And at 10:30, if you can stay up, it'll be Ken Holland's LA Kings hosting the Colorado Avalanche.
Interesting. Not Connor McDavid.
No Canadian teams.
I would have thought that, like, how about you could go Avs and Oilers would be kind of fun to see start the season.
Yeah.
Maybe you want, I don't know, maybe it's just me. Maybe you'd want to help promote the best players in the game to start the season rather than the LA Kings. Mm-hmm. Nothing against the LA Kings. It's a really good hockey team. But if I have the chance to make a schedule, I'm going to go and say, I can cherry pick anything. Great. Let's go Avs, Oilers, Nathan MacKinnon, Leon Draisaitl, Connor McDavid, Cole Makar, throw them all out there.
Or you know what else I would
do? Makar.
I'd have the Toronto Maple Leafs hosting the Las Vegas Golden Knights with Mitch Marner.
That would be saucy.
That would be my game.
That would be saucy. Do that. Let's have fun with that. Instead, yes. No. Pittsburgh and Chicago? I'm sorry, was it Pittsburgh and the Rangers?
Pittsburgh and the Rangers, Chicago and Florida.
Nobody cares that the coach is going over to another team. Nobody cares about that. And the Rangers are boring anyway. And then to get Pittsburgh, an aging Pittsburgh team, you hang another year on Sid the Kid.
Yeah.
I mean, I get, okay, it might be his last year in the NHL, maybe. But, you have plenty of time to go through the pomp and circumstance of a Hall of Fame career. Do I need to have the first game of the season with him?
Yeah. I hope the Wings, if they open at home, it's against somebody decent. Just, I don't know. I don't want to see.
You don't want what?
I don't want to see the Utah Mammoth opening night. Nice name. I just don't want to see them opening night.
I just like to see a win opening night for the Red Wings. That's what I'd like to see, without question. Mm-hmm. With the Tigers, we talked very briefly about this. So we need to address this a little bit more. Do the Tigers have a Parker Meadows problem? Now, he has struggled this year, without question. He last year when he came back from his quick injury stint after spending time in a minor, started the season, hit less than 200. I think he hit like less than 100, actually, and then went to the minors, got his swing back, came back, got hurt right away, but then came back again and hit basically 300, over 300 for the Tigers the rest of the way. Hit with power, played a flawless center field, added speed on the base pass. There's a lot of reason to get excited about Parker Meadows. Get to spring training, and then he has this nerve issue, and it sets him back. Misses all of spring training, misses the first couple weeks.
That band's rehearsing.
practice makes perfect. Mm-hmm. But he was working on some things in the minors to get healthy again, finally does. Played enough games down there where they thought, let's bring him up, and he has been slow to get going. Looked like he had it going for a few games, and then no, not so much. Hit less than 200 in June. He's hit just over 200 in July. Add it all together, and it's still below 200 for the season. And then you add in over the weekend. Wow. Then you add in over the weekend a couple of really, really uncharacteristic plays for him in the field. For a guy who I've always touted as being one of the best defensive center fielders in baseball. He went all out for a ball he should not have.
Tried to make a hero play.
And the ball got past him. And it really, if it was anybody else in baseball, it would probably 90% of the people in baseball would have been an inside the park home run.
Right.
It was not in this case. And then they had the play in yesterday's game, late in the game. It was halfway through the game. It was in the fifth inning when Jack Flaherty was working quickly, trying to get out of it. And fly ball to left center field. And both he and Riley Green start charging in on it, and Riley Green defers. Fine, you're center field, you can have it. And he just let it drop because he thought that Riley Green was going to get it. Miscommunication.
Parker Meadows needs a little Toledo love.
He might need some Toledo love.
He does.
And I'm not against it. And at this point, you know, the Tigers do have an opportunity this is where your roster helps you out. Your roster flexibility helps you out. You've got a number of guys that can go and play. Obviously, Javi Baez played center field while Parker Meadows was out in the first place.
Yep.
And played it to the level where he's now the starting center fielder in the All-Star game for tomorrow night for the American League. He can go out to center field. McKinstry can go out to short. Or Trey Sweeney, some kind of combination thereof, whatever you want to do. And you know, let Parker Meadows work on things. In the meantime, if you want to bring up somebody, you can bring back up Justin Henry Molloy, who's hitting awfully well at Toledo, and just to have another bat in the lineup a platoon bat for whatever you need to do, not to necessarily play the outfield, but because the replacement's already there in-house. So right. You're just bringing up the best bat you can, or bring up another bullpen arm, you know, if you need to add to that, if you haven't maxed out the number of pitchers you have. But they do, I agree with you, I think they do have a Parker Meadows problem.
Yeah, and maybe it's just mental right now. He's going through something, and he just can't. It's a confidence issue. Maybe that's it. Maybe the break will be good for him. You know, see how he does down in Texas. And then if he continues after this series, if they don't do it sooner, you have to send him to Toledo.
248-539-9797 is a telephone number. Same number to text. Do you think the Tigers have a Parker Meadows problem? And is it easily solved in-house? We'll discuss that next with you here on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, is your garage door completely tanked on you? I mean, it's just not working right at all, and you don't know what to do? Let me help you out. Call the great folks over at Precision Garage Door Service today, because they are the experts when it comes to garage doors. They can help you out. They have the expert technicians that come out, diagnose the problem, and fix the problem right away. And if it comes to the part where you need actually a new door altogether, they've got a warehouse that is chock full of brand new garage doors waiting to be installed. So in some cases, they can install a brand new garage door in 24 hours. That's right. They can get it done really quickly for you. I know this firsthand. A couple years ago, they actually came out and redid my garage doors at the house. Could not have been happier. They walked me through the entire process, showed me all of the options that I had, and I chose the doors that were perfect for me and perfect for my house, and I could not be happier. Give them a call today, 1-800-DOOR-REPAIR, or you can schedule an appointment online at precisiondoormi.com.